What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, we're back here, episode 4, Patrick Gale Coach's Show, covering Albany State basketball here out of SIAC in Albany, Georgia, here with Coach Gale, and our special guest today, we previewed last week on episode 3, Clive Williamson here, DMW Sports. We're going to recap last night's game against Northwestern, preview Tuskegee and Spring Hill, and then talk to Clive about his business, what he has going on today. Coach Gale, to talk to you, know, some tough. We're glad to join us after a tough night, but I'm glad you're here. You know, right on time today, you know, as we do it every Tuesday.
Right on time every Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Gale, I'll let you just recap the game for. I know it was a tough night for you in Americas, but let the people know about the game and some positive you have coming out of the game last night.
It was a tough one. It was their home opener. They came in, I believe they came in 3-1, and they had not played on their home court. So they do a great job pushing the pace, and they do a great job scoring the ball. So we ran into a bus. We gave up 40 points in the first half, 44 in the second half, and we're not going to win a lot of games giving up that many points. The bright side, though, we had 40 points in the paint, and we shot 28 free throws on the road. So we didn't shoot it well from three, but we had 24 points off of just free throws. So that's always good when we can get that many free throws. And my freshman had 17 and 15, and 12 of those, 11 of those 17 points, he missed one free throw, was from the free throw line. So that's encouraging.
No, no doubt, Coach Gill. If you can get your guys to be playing downhill and forcing that whistle to come out, because as long as you play downhill, play with force and play with pace, you force the official to call fouls. That's what I try to tell young guys myself. Hey, you go downhill, even on the road, they can't not call it everything. So you got to force them that confidence to call it. You're going out here and going attacking the basket, doing your thing.
That's right. We had 13 assists. Should have had more. We missed a couple of easy ones, and we missed some open shots. But the 17 turnovers killed us, and they were 7 of 19 from the three-point line. And they had 36 points in the paint, and they had 18 points off of fast breaks. So they had a lot of our scoring. They had a lot of their scoring because they – we're a little bit better, you know, shooting the ball and getting downhill, which you expect at home. So they're a great team. They're going to compete in the Peach Belt, and we got to get better.
No doubt, Coach Gail. And coming up this Thanksgiving weekend, you step in the SIAC play, Spring Hill and Tuskegee. I know it's no use you get ready to prepare for these two games. It's a conference really count about how you're going to talk about your guys mentally bouncing back from a loss, getting better from this loss, and preparing for a tough two-step in conference right there.
Well, you know, when we got back, they had weights in the morning, but they wanted to lift last night. So we got in the weight room right after we got off the bus. And I think that got a lot of their, you know, their frustration out. And then I had a good talk with about five of our guys, two of them being seniors, just about, you know, making sure that we keep this thing going in the right direction and that we don't let this loss stop us from what we're trying to do. When, you know, my point guard had a really good conversation with my assistant coach and I about what he's seeing and what we're expecting from him. And my big man had a good conversation about just us defensively. So we're in the right mindset. We start conference. Spring Hill's a very, very good team. They score the ball well. They beat West Florida recently. So they're a tough team. So they're going to come in very confident, and we got to be ready for them. And then we got to turn around and be ready for Tuskegee. So that's how the conference is, man. Next game up, you better be ready.
No doubt. We're going to claim it right now. Two victories, special for somebody. Two victories, we're claiming it right now. Two victories this weekend, we're claiming it.
I don't know what you did to cause us to lose last night or what I did, but we ask for repentance, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask for repentance and bring us back to winning ways.
Yes, and Coach, I thought I'd be good off the air.
JR, I'm going to need you to fast a little bit longer. I'm going to need you to refrain from whatever, you know, that temptation is there, my man.
Yes, I will do that, Coach, to make sure that we can teach two victories this weekend for sure.
Give all praise, but you know, I gotta give praise to God even in defeat. We learned some things about our team last night, and we got some great guys, and they wanna fix it, and I just wanted to make sure they were in the right mindset, and they are. So I love this team, and I thank the Lord for this team every day. So we'll be fine.
No doubt. We're going to bring in our guest here, Clyde Williamson, CMW Sports. And I'm going to let Coach Gail talk about Mr. Clive and introduce the listeners here. So, Coach Gail, it's on you, my brother.
Well, thanks, JR. Clive is a good friend of mine. I met him. He was recruiting one of my players a few years ago, a Division I transfer by the name of Tyrell Williams. And he's done an excellent job in Tyrell's pro career. But Clive is much bigger than that, man. He's got a few guys right now that he's talking to at every level. And he's got some guys that with another representation would not have G League opportunities and training camp opportunities that Clive gets. He is a worker. He does not sleep. He does his most work when people are sleeping because he's talking to international markets. Great guy. And JR, you know what the best thing about Clive is?
What's that?
Not that he played and was the part of the first team at FAU to make the NCAA tournament. Not that he's a great dad and a great man. He's Jamaican.
Yes. Perfect.
So that's why he's a brother. So again, JR, another brother.
Yes, indeed. glad to have you, Clive. Let me ask you this, Clive, man, for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes on rosters your guys are not playing or not getting the playing time they want. So how do you approach that with your player and in the front office to kind of where it don't become like sour between the player and the team and you? So how do you kind of, because I know that there's some guys in the league who I talk to now who's agents, in my opinion, aren't doing them any justice by letting them sit or rot on the bench in a contract year. So how do you kind of approach that to say, hey, to talk with your client, discuss, we might need to ask for a release or a trade or something to get you that opportunity?
Yeah, for me, going in, for my guys, I tell them right away, listen, you're coming in here. If you're backing up a guy like Trae Young or whoever, you know, just come in here, put pressure on him every day to get seen by the front office. Now, if that doesn't happen, I kind of, you know, start looking around the league and trying to see where else that will fit, right? But just to tell them to go in right away to have a good attitude. I think that a lot of guys come in thinking right away they're going to go and shoot 20 shots in the game, 30 shots in the game. And that's not going to happen, you know, especially when you go to a team where they already got a known guard or a guard that they had, you know, 2-3 years ago. Now you got to go in and put pressure on him every night and also help him. So I told some of my guys to stay ready, you know, stay ready, so they have to get ready. And as far as the front office go, I'm always in their ears, you know, telling them, hey, you know, I do believe that my guy could fit this, you know, position better. I think that what I find in the league now with, you know, GMs and so forth is that now becomes a politics game, right? And in basketball, you can't play politics. I believe in the best guy should play, right? So if my guys give me a guy's bucket in practice, you know, and put them on his ease every time, I feel like my guys should play more. But I just kind of tell my guys, man, to stay ready and be confident. And in the meantime, we're going to be looking around in regards to, you know, contracts and you know, when they're free to be able to move them on to other teams.
No doubt, Clive. I think that's so important because, you know, when you work for your clients and you work for your guys, they really trust and believe in you. And I believe that sometimes some agents just let their dudes ride their readiness. Focus on certain clients, not everybody up and down the roster. Not feel like having to touch everybody on your client roster and making sure they all are good, not just your top one to bring you the most money. Very important business, but you know, some of them do. They only focus on their top guys to bring you the most commission.
I think that's, you know, right away. I mean, you know, as a player, you get that, right? So I used to play, so I always wanted an agent that no matter if I wasn't a Kobe Bryant, I wasn't the you know, the LeBrons or whatever. But I see one on the agent that trusts and believe in me and understand that I'm going to get the job done, but give me the same respect and the same time as you give those guys, mm-hmm. right? And when I started my agency, I wanted to make guys understand that we are a family here, you know, and each of you guys will get my time and the same equal time. And I'm going to put out the same effort that I do with the top guy, from the mid guy, from the low guy, right? So it's just a constant body of work. You know, then a lot of players don't understand how hard an agent works. And when a guy get released from a team, yes, he's hurt, but the agent feels it too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because the agent done put out that body of work, you know, convincing the team and doing all this, you know, preparation. You know, and I just tell my guys, man, you do your job, make my job even easier, right? Because one thing I hate to do is beg or sound like begging. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I want to make sure when my guy's good, now we're going in there, we just negotiate. We just, you know, talking, okay, numbers, all right? And how can this team fit and benefit, you know, my client? So I think that what I put a lot of pressure on my guys, so it's easier to get the job done. Hey, make sure you're in the gym. You know, what time are you going to the gym? You know, even if I got to be at the gym with them, all right? Before I sign a player, I work them out, right? And what I look for the little things, you know, because a lot of players now, they don't want to do the little things and they don't want to tweak these things, you know, and they don't understand that the game is like that. You know, the game now is faster, more space in the game now, and you know, you got to sometimes be a spacer on the floor. So it's a lot of things that will cause a guy not to play, but I just try to encourage him every time.
No doubt, Clive, I think it's so important to work out your guys, because you got to know, because we're representing them, they also you're putting yourself on the line for them. You need a guy who's going to represent you very well. And How has the two-way contract in the NBA really helped you out with your clients? Because now you have these extra jobs now that you can get your guys on a two-way contract, and the G League is getting better as well. Because guys welcome playing the NBA, but or if you have to, send them over to FIBA in Europe or Asia somewhere. Well, I feel like it's the NBL down there as well.
Well, what the two-way does, now, each team allow three two-way, right? So it helps a lot of guys who those guys get three two-way contract, which is they have the smaller guy who coming in either from a local tryout base. This year I had a guy that came from a local tryout, right? And had an opportunity to go to training camp and fill a spot, right? Then now that two-way player won't spend as much time with the G League roster. He gets to play a majority of his game. And it's in the NBA. So the team's going to need those other guys who never get the playing time and the recognition they need, who are not on a two-way contract, right? So it helped those lower level guys who are really trying to get playing time. Because what people understand about the G League, nobody want to be there. It's funny because a GM told me that. He says, well, all these, it's like JUCO, right? Every guy's fighting to get to that top spot, right? So your guy got to come in, and once he's in there, to get the show what he can do and get a playing time. So the two-way helps, those G League guys who not playing as much. So when those guys move up to the NBA and playing their games in the NBA, the G League team has to fill, those time slot in the game. So it helps them a lot. I love what the G League is doing. I think they believe they're getting their own office, which helped them to get more on the financial side, to do more things. I would love to see if they have more teams, which will help a lot of talent. So a guy don't have to go to Europe and play. You know what I mean? Most guys, if you notice, most American guys don't want to go to Europe anymore. Not only that, not to knock the European market, because you got great places in Europe, a great thing, but and if you're not going to a Euro League team or a top team in Europe, the situation will be different from you in America. So a lot of American guys are trying to stay here in America, right? While the European guys are trying to come here, right? And play in our league. So it makes the game so much more competitive. I think the game is in a good place. I just sometimes it's a lot of politics in the game, which sometimes ruins the game as well.
Yeah, like I feel like you like even here at Coach Gale's level, the lower D1 level, a lot of guys get looked over because of who they played at. Not even the NFL too. They get looked over because of they played HBCU school. Only one guy got drafted in the NFL from HBCU school. I feel like that sometimes these scouts don't come to HBCU schools and don't do what they need to do. Now, granted, Robert Covington made the league for my school, but still, but it's rare that you can just make the league from HBCU school now or lower D1. Or D2 without having to go through the grind of the G League, under even an undrafted free agent, maybe go overseas and come back over. So, how can we get these GM scouts to look cast a more wide than just the Power Five or group of six schools, and just say this is who we're gonna draft from?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of GMs need to broaden their horizon. I mean, that's funny. I was talking to one GM, and we got in the conversation. He's like, "Well, your guys ain't good enough because he played D2." What? That don't even make sense to me, right? Because he can come in right now and run your team and dominate just because he plays maybe a D2 school. It's a knock. And I think that they just going for, kind of like a cookie cutter, right? Are we going to go to the ACC? We're going to go to the SEC, and things like Big Ten and all, et cetera. Which, for me, not because a guy played D1, that don't make him a really good player, right? It just mean that, well, guess what? He does some things, but maybe he was more dedicated. Maybe his grades was better than the guy that played, D2, and it could be several reasons, right? To me, I think that we need to start, looking a lot more in as far as D2, D1. Even I go as far as guys who even played, top JUCO, right? Who could really play. And I think that they got to cast their net a lot wider if they want to get a better product on the floor. Because what I've seen out there is good, but I've seen some guys in the G, even some guys who are NBA guys. And I feel like, man, that guy just there, to get a check. I didn't think he loved the game like that. And I think that once we start refining and start looking and all those type of things, I think we're going to find the talent that we need. The league's going to be a lot better. But I think now the league is start going a lot more overseas now. I mean, if you look at the draft and, last few couple of years, they draft a lot of overseas guys. I mean, are they ready to play in the league? Some. It varies, but I like the league, where the league is going, both G League and the NBA. We just have to take the politics out of it a little bit and give guys open opportunity and spreading that a little wider.
No doubt. And also, I don't see the want to make the draft be two nights. And I'm like, brother, from pick 43 on down, it's probably a two-way guy. Nobody wants to watch that. And so how do you negotiate with a GM, or if you have a guy that's second-round grade on him, to not put them on two-way or actually give them a real contract, especially now with the second-round exception now, that's from a two-way deal, or as the European guys who draft and stash them, so you don't have to burn a roster spot right away, per se.
Well, that's the game now, draft and stash. They can stash a guy over there for 2-3 years and bring him back over. I mean, I think I've seen – they just brought a guy over that was drafted in 5-6 years ago, and they just brought him over. I'm like, where this guy been, And as far as, and I think that's why they created the G. I think the G allowed them to be able to hire that guy, and say, okay, well, listen, we don't have a roster spot for him, but we're going to park you here until we need you. And, I think that should only – you're right. They should have less pick. Just pick guys that seriously they're going to use. I think they cut it down in the last couple of years. I think it was last year was less. Also, they're taking these young guys too. They're taking these young guys. So if you're a 4-year guy, automatically you're a second rounder. I mean, it's that nobody taking 4-year guys anymore, right? Everyone is taking. You got to be at least. 20 years old, like 20 years old. I think that's like the number now, right? 19, 20, you're automatically a first round, and I watched the draft this year and I was pulling for Cam, Cam Whitmore and he dropped late. I feel like he should have been, a little bit more, and when you look at things like that, you're like, man, he's a guy who went and played college basketball, right? Did his thing. And he still dropped out late, right? And you got a guy, and I'm no knocking, OTE and things like that, but you got these young guys that come in and you're telling them they have to go and play 82 games, and now they have the in-game season now. All these things who have never been in a college setting and play that competition, you want them now to be able to play, in the NBA at a high level. And I feel like some, they have to be careful with that doesn't water down the game. You know what I mean? So, hopefully, that will change a little bit, and not taking too many young guys, so early in the first round, and kind of mix it a little bit.
No doubt. And, also you sit on these teams been in a lottery forever because, you get these young 19, 20-year-old dudes who don't know the game. And they're throwing them out there based on athleticism alone. And they don't know the game. You got these elaborate schemes and certain learning a new language, learning how to do certain things. Then they the high level of basketball. And they can't get it, which is because they weren't taught that in college because the game is different from college and the NBA. But is this what the way of the world right now? But and then with the cap exploding, with that It's crazy.
Yes.
Clive, as
Yes.
Clive, as an agent, now I'm gonna just be telling you, I talk to players all the time, agents too. The CBA is not very, people I talk to, it was not very well liked. What are your thoughts on the new NBA CBA as an agent, knowing with the apron now and the certain things we have, the player movement? So what's your thoughts on the new CBA?
Man, the new CBA, it changed the game a lot. But I think that it was no stopping it. They had to do that. I think I won't say I'm in favor or in favor of it, but it gives teams, the reins now to be able to go out and sign a guy a $300 million contract. Which for me, what it does is it help team to keep guys, right? Because guys normally bounce around because, hey, this team doesn't have the high budget, right, to pay me, and I want more money. So what happens now, they end up moving, even though they have their bird right and all this stuff. It allowed guys to, team to keep guys and give them a bigger budget. Now, is that going to ruin the game? You give a guy that much money, is he really going to play as hard? You paid him already, So I think that, in some way, you got to look at the pros and cons of it. But I mean, I won't say I hate it. I won't say I love it. It's just that now they have so many things in there, even smoking and things like that, and also what it gives the guys also though that they can invest, it's everything's about money now, and I think that's where the game is going, and they're giving the players that they can invest in certain things that guys, people could bet on games now, right? And the betting part of it, so it gives the players freedom, but which is a player's game today in today's game. But they need just to be careful of how much freedom they give, right? So I'm not in favor or favor. I just think that it's going to be eye opener. And it's early to tell, which way it's going to swing. But we'll see. I don't get paid to make those type of decisions. They ask us to vote on one thing, one or two things in those meetings.
I feel you. I think the middle class is going to get squeezed. It's going to be two max guys in the minimums, and you're going to get that middle class going to get squeezed. And that is since you can trade the level exceptions as a trade exception now, that might not get used in July now. So that's going to cost money too, right there. That's just how I see it.
Yes, and it's true, and it's true, and I think that you would say maybe it fit to the high level guys, right? It pegged to the high level guys to get to break the bank.
And it was, I think, somebody being petty who got beat by Golden State. That's all I'm gonna say. That's what these rules are, the Golden State Warrior rules. I ain't gonna say who was being petty, but
Listen,
that's what I was told. And I stick to clear myself too.
it sure looked like that, man. It sure looked like that. But I think it's they have to do some adjustment, which I think they will. I think they're gonna see how it plays out, because I thought it was gonna go back to 18. That was on the table, like a bargaining chip to go back to kids coming out of high school, and things like that. And now, with everything that the NCAA is doing, the rules are changing, so everything I think plays a role into creating this CBA. And the players surely got what they want though. A lot of the things the players surely got what they want, into this. So we just gotta see how it plays out. But I'm not favor or in favor of it. I just thinking that yes, somebody got petty. I can say and say, you know what? They can't win anymore. Maybe we gotta put a cap on this thing.
Yes.
But I think that we just gotta wait to see. But yes, you're right. It paid to the high level guys, I think, more than to the middle guys in the middle. So we just get to see where that's gonna ha how it's gonna ha work out.
I expect a lot of movement this trade deadline before July 1st when the new rules really kick in. So a lot of salary dumps coming here. trade deadline in June with the draft, get their house in order before July 1st, because you don't want to be second apron team right now when they can't get mid-level taxpayer, mid-level exception, freezing your draft picks. You can't take back more money in trade. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on deadline here in June trying to draft to get people's books in order.
I think that, you know, for me, I'm looking at, you know, Zach LaVine, and he's like, y'all want out. You know, I want to be traded. And, you know, where he's going to go. So I look at things like that, like where he's going to go. And I change a lot in where he end up. You know, this is the type of guy who don't want to be in Chicago anymore, right? And I think that franchise now going to miss in a big part of, you know, scoring, you know, and leadership. So, you know, what move they going to make, you know? So it's interesting. You know, I like where the league is going, but also I think that they have to put a, you know, kind of reel it back a little bit when it comes to how much freedom the players have so much. I think that because, I mean, and I represent players, but that can go where guys say, hey, man, I want $400 million. I'm going. Now, what do a team say to that?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you can't replace them.
Exactly. You know, so what do you do? You know, and they're going to take those guys, like you look at a guy like Tatum, he's going to want his money. Now, you don't pay this guy $300 something, right? So you got to pay me now, right? Now, the guys below, what are they going to get? They're getting chump change. The guy below them, I mean, are you going to be able to keep Ingles?
Exactly.
You know? So this is where it gets sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of teams going to be paying that luxury tax probably.
Yep. Paying the tax, but below the second apron. But I can tell you this, the Atlanta Hawks ain't paying no taxes. I can take that on for real. They ain't paying no taxes in Atlanta. They're going to duck the tax every time in Atlanta. Anybody who says I'm lying, no, I'm not lying. That's my biggest fan out there, Coach Gale.
JR, what did we talk about? So now I got to go and say a special prayer after this because you won't just stick to the game plan, JR. Come on now.
Listen, the game is in a good place. I just think that the highest spending team will spend that money.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I can't wait to see you. Coach Gill, Clive, this has been great. Coach Gill, you have close statements, Coach Gill, for Clive?
I would love, I appreciate, and we're blessed to have Mr. Williamson on, but I would love for Clive to take maybe 30 seconds and just, you know, give some mentorship to anyone out there that wants to do what you're doing. I mean, you look like $1 million. I know how hard you work, and the conversation you guys had about the league, a lot of kids don't even realize what they just got blessed with those jewels in the business of the game. So Clive, if you could just take 30 seconds to just talk about what it takes to get in a position like yours for any young man that might be watching right now.
All right, for any one of you guys out there who want to become agents, let's start there first. First, you got to definitely stay in school, get your degree. I think that's one of the rules that you have to have a bachelor's degree at least. And try to just make connections, network. Network is the most important thing, you know, because you can have all these degrees and things like that, all these licenses. But if you don't go out there and really network and, you know, be in these GM's ears and be around and learn the game and understand, then it will be very difficult for you. But I think that, you know, and also learn the sport. You got to know what you're looking at. If you want to recruit, if you want to, you know, represent these guys, you got to actually, you know, learn the sport, know the sport. And I think that with that, you'd be fine as far as, you know, a starting point. Also, you know, get to know a few college coaches and go to a couple of games. A lot of games you got to go to. You got to watch a lot of basketball. For my athletes out there, if you want to get to the next level, you know, it's work. You know, got to work. You know, it's work never hurts anyone. All right, he's gotta stay, go hard, and confident. Confidence, I think, is a big part. You can be in the gym till you're blue in the face. You can work hard and be in the gym for 5 hours. But when it comes game time, you can't show up, right? You gotta show up every time. And with that, just stay blessed and believe in yourself. And I think you'll be fine in anything that you do.
That was one of the teams to call him, JR. So I know Clive, we appreciate your time, man. I know, but make sure you call him GM's back, man. Call him GM's back. Be professional. We're professional on the Patrick Gale show.
I always call him GM's back.
Always. Yeah, that's a must. Clive is one of the most professional, hardest working agents that I know. He's only going to get bigger and better. And I'm just thankful and blessed that he could join us. We really appreciate you, Clive.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I do appreciate it. Listening, JR, I learned, so much. I'm hearing you talk, man. And definitely love to meet you in the future in person. You seem like a guy who knows stuff, so definitely like to pick that brain a little bit more.
Oh, no, Clive, I got a lot for you off the air. I can't say on the air, brother. Just know that. All right, then, folks, this has been episode 4 of the Patrick Gale Show featuring Clive. Live here with us doing his thing, CMW Sports. Check him out on LinkedIn as well. You see his banner in the background, CMW Sports. He the agent. I love my man, Clive. Coach Gale, so JR, have a blessed day. We're out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.